Another thing that I stumbled upon last week, I used to own this single of this country band and singer, and it broke one time, and I haven't been able to find it. So it somehow resurfaced, and I'll explain everything, but this is a country singer named Dionne Dome, and she is backed by a band called Hoyle Nix and his West Texas Cowboys, and this song is called Another You.
How old is this song?
1955.
You've done gone and give your heart away to somebody new. Then you come back crying, but my heart can see you through. Now you're asking for forgiveness, but my heart won't let me do.
What
my mind,
what a cheese grating voice.
So I'll find another you. Will I find another you? I don't know what I'll do. I guess I'll be 13 until the day I die. For someone to fill this heartache, I got some love in you. I'll just keep on a search.
I'll bet this was viewed as a great record back then.
This actually hit number 3 on the Billboard country music charts.
I believe it. I mean, listen to that. Everybody is doing what they should have been doing at that time on country records.
What right. year is that?
1955. It will celebrate its 55th anniversary this month, actually. You can fade it down, Grooves. And the significance of this is Dionne Dome is a pseudonym. That would be my mom.
What? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Your real mom? I mean, your adoptive mom?
Yeah, the mom that raised me. That's Evelyn. The mom that has been on our airwaves saying, Fat Joe. She cut a single in Big Spring, Texas in September of 1955 with this band. And she used to tour all the time, and I think it's been fairly well documented that, you know, she had a music career in the 50s and 60s. And
I didn't know she had one like that.
Yeah, this was the only actual recording that she ever did that went to vinyl. And it was a B-side on a single, and for some reason the B-side got picked up by radio, and it went to number 3 on the Billboard country charts. I don't know if it was a regional chart or what, but that song did fairly well back in 55. And I had a single of that when I was a little kid, but it broke. And I thought, there is no way I'm ever going to... We only had one copy. Thought, there's no way I'm ever going to replace this. And for some reason, I got online last week, and I was searching around her pseudonym, which is Dionne Dome. That's what she went by back in the day. And some guy that runs a blog site called Hillbilly Research had this thing posted, and I'll be damned if there it was. I mean, this thing was so small, nobody has this record, but this guy had it. And I emailed him, and he said, yeah, I've got it. And he sent me the MP3. And there you go.
Awesome.
Does your mom still have copies of it?
No, we don't. We had one copy, and it broke.
I assume you put her onto this and let her know that you have it.
Oh, yes. She is blown away by the fact that she's on the Internet. And believe me, everybody in Knox City is aware of it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very cool thing for her.
Do they know that she... Do they have any idea that she used to sing?
Sure.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, but nobody has ever heard her recorded voice that, you know, her contemporaries of her now.
Man, that sounds so much like stuff that I used to hear in the house all the time when I was a little kid.
Yep.
And stuff that you hear on the Roadhouse on satellite today. You know, occasionally they'll play something that's like really, really, really old from the 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
And... Man, that song is completely and everything about it completely and totally in keeping with what those records sound like.
Why did she use a pseudonym?
I don't know.
Somebody tell her.
It was probably that's the way things were back then. You know, you had to come up with a gimmick. You couldn't just be who you were. You had to have a weird name or something. She couldn't just go by Evelyn Bradford. I guess that wasn't flashy enough. But the significance of
most radio people don't use their real name, Corby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Snake.
My name's Carl Fields.